Now, notice how God does it. Verse 3, whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. And this is a rule to be followed to determine the animals to be eaten. Animals that did not meet these specifics were excluded as unclean. And if you want to know how important this matter of diet is, we'll find it's repeated again in the 14th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 6. And there God said, and every beast that parteth the hoof and cleaveth the cleft into two claws and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that ye shall eat. Now, we are told again in Deuteronomy 14, these are the beasts which ye shall eat, the ox, the sheep, the goat, the hart, the roebuck, the fallow deer, the wild goat, the pygarg, and the wild ox, and the chamois. Obviously, you see, they were the animals that were in that area in that day. And this repetition in Deuteronomy, I think, just emphasizes the importance of the clean and the unclean. And in Leviticus, the division of clean and unclean, though not a new commandment, it's sharply drawn. And it doesn't necessarily follow what we would call scientific or biological division, because that's not the purpose of it. But it had a health value, of course. And we find that the distinction does not follow the line of heathen nations that attributed the creating of certain animals to a good god, while others were the product of a bad god. The Persians had that viewpoint. God created all animals, and neither did the nature of the animal, as representing some sin or virtue, make the distinction. For instance, the lion here is considered an unclean animal, but that lion represents the Lord Jesus Christ. He's called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. There's not some mysterious connection between the soul and the body that you find in these heathen cults and some of our cults today. The nature of the animal is not transferred to the eater of it. That is a superstition today. I heard it said of a certain man, well, the reason he's like he is, he's eaten too much meat. That's made him cruel. That's nonsense, because some of these vegetarians are pretty mean folks sometime. I've found that out. Now, will you notice as we move on down, I think I probably ought to call attention to this. The one that parteth the hoof, that has to do with the walk. And chewing of the cud has to do with masticating the Word of God. And that is exactly what is said in Psalm 1:2. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. Now, that word meditate means to chew the cud. The great spiritual lesson here is we are to walk worthy of the high calling wherewith we're to walk. We should have a parted hoof, if you please. And by the way, have you ever looked at man in this connection? These folk today say man is an animal, and as far as his chassis is concerned, there are certain similarities, but you know man would be an unclean animal. He doesn't chew the cud, because it was mostly those that were plant-eating animals that chew the cud, and man doesn't part the hoof, by the way. But the parting of the hoof has to do with a separated life, and chewing the cud has to do with the Word of God. The Word and the walk will identify a child of God today, the clean one, if you please. And today, what a marvelous, wonderful spiritual lesson that you have here. And the emphasis is put upon the study of the Word of God and the walk of the believer. They go together. You remember Paul says, but thou hast known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, affliction, which came to me at Antioch, and so on. I endured, but out of them all the Lord deliver me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But right tied next to that, he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. My friend, the walk of the believer is tied up with the Word of God. And if you're going through this world, you'll have to chew the cud, the Word of God, and you'll have to have that separated walk that only the Word can produce. They both go together. The diet list is repeated over in Deuteronomy, with the one exception that we're told what animals you're not to eat here, what they were to eat there. And so we have been looking at that, and the way that you could tell a clean animal had to be one that would chew the cud and part the hoof. And man wouldn't be a clean animal on either count. But there is a great spiritual lesson for us that we can be a clean animal. The chewing of the cud is masticating the Word of God, and the parted hoof has to speak of the walk of the believer in the world. What kind of tracks are we making? I remember hearing the story of the black man years ago, that someone started to hand him a track, and he said, "What is it?" And they said, "A track." He handed it back. He said he didn't want to read it. He said, "I'll just watch your tracks." May I say to you, the believer should have the parted or the divided hoof. There should be the walk that would be well-pleasing to God. We're told to be doers of the Word, not hearers only. Now, in verse 4 through 8, he lists here some of the animals they were not to eat. And I think probably I'll just run down the list. You have, first of all, mentioned here the camel. The government today, by the way, has been warning about smoking camels, that is, about smoking cigarettes. And God warned about eating a camel. Now, frankly, I do not think that man ought to have an appetite for either one. The reaction would be immediately when God says, "You're not to eat a camel." Well, who would want to eat a camel? I think this adds a little humor to what our Lord said when he accused the Pharisees of straining a gnat and swallowing a camel. And what he was saying to them were that they were really breaking the Mosaic law themselves by swallowing a camel. The camel, therefore, is not only a lumpy creature, but he's also an unclean creature. Then the coney. Coney is something like a rabbit. And the hair of the rabbit was forbidden to eat. It's quite interesting to me today that those who emphasize the fact you're not to eat pork or not to eat swine meat, yet I never hear them talking about not eating rabbits. Well, they're ahead of the swine here in the list. Now, the swine, by the way, divides the hoof but does not chew the cud. The pig, of course, is constantly eating and chewing. And somebody may get the impression he's chewing his cud. No, he's not. He's just eating, that's all. The fact is that a great many folk are delighted to know that pork can be eaten today. It's believed that it produces an itchy skin and was a contributing factor to leprosy. But we need to recognize man today can eat anything. But he's an unclean animal. That is the important thing to note, and he's an unclean feeder also.